in the sunshine protesting. Magella, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Magella. Just remind us of the background to this protest. We have spoken to you before. You're from Stop the Drill.
Yes, Frank, yeah. The last time I spoke to you was 3 months ago. A lot of things have happened since then. It's well, what it's about is this company called Infrastrada, which they're coming in to drill an exploration well in Woodburn Forest, which is in the water catchment area.
It's not just a great line there, Magella. If you could just come a wee bit closer to your phone, it'd be fantastic.
Okay, Frank. Okay. No, it's dreadful coverage here. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Okay. Yes, Infrastrada, they've leased land from NI Water in a water catchment, and they've come in to drill an exploration well, and they're going to use thousands of tons of toxic chemicals, and we're very concerned that the water will be contaminated. And over the past 3 months, there have been numerous contamination incidents, and as a result, NI Water have shut down 3 of the 6 reservoirs in the water catchment.
Yeah, I'm sure Infrastrada, if a representative was here, they would be saying they wouldn't be using anything toxic.
Well, one of the things they're using is diazide tea, which actually has skull crossbones on its MSDS sheet. So, yes, it certainly is toxic, and I don't think anyone could argue that.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be putting it into the water supply.
The problem is that there's no baseline testing here for chemicals like that, so that if it does get into the water supply, we won't know, and it will be too late, and, you know, harm will be done.
Is this not really an argument about you trying to keep something out of your backyard?
No, it's not. This is about us trying to protect the water supply for 130,000 people. If they're successful here and they find fossil fuels, some oil or gas, we're not sure, there'll be NI Water will be given this company a lease for the next 50 years to drill multiple wells in this water catchment, and they'll be allowing them to re-inject petroleum into the site and under the site. I think I've said that before 3 months ago. Nothing's changed. NI Water won't address the problem. There have been numerous breaches of the permitted development rights for the project, which Mid and East Antrim say they're investigating. In the meantime, the company are here on site today with the drill rig. And a man has now, he's on top of the rig, and the rig is stationary, can't move. We have no liaison with the police. They won't talk to us at all. They're not talking to the man on the rig, and we have great concerns with that. And what we really need to have in here is some sort of an independent mediator to come in and sort this out.
Just explain to me, when you say the man is on the rig and you're protesting and the police are there, you're blocking the path of the man on the rig so he can't get any work done. Is that right?
Oh, no, sorry. This man has got up in the rig, and the rig has had to stop. This is actually a protester.
Oh, right. You've taken control of the rig.
Well, no, it's not me. It's somebody who feels very, very strongly about this, has climbed up on the rig, and he is sitting on the rig, and that's it. I suppose maybe you call it some sort of a... Well, what we're doing now, I think there are health and safety issues here, and this would be the first time anything like this has ever happened in Northern Ireland, and there's a possibility of... Well, certainly in the world, in the water catchment, but there's a possibility of something called a lock-on, which can be a very long, drawn-out process, and it's happened a lot in Australia, it's happened in England, probably in Lancashire, whereby somebody will actually... use some sort of a heavy metal sort of lock, and they will lock themselves to the rig, and this sort of thing can go on for hours, maybe days. And one of the problems
is this man in the position of locking himself to the rig now?
Yes, he is in the position. Yeah, yeah. One of the problems
is he going to lock himself, or has he already locked himself?
No, he has. Well, 10 minutes ago, he hadn't locked himself. But here's the problem, because. I was in court last week because there's a local resident taking a judicial review against the company, and the for Infrastrada said that if they couldn't get the drill within, was it 2 or 3 days, that they would go bankrupt. So this must be now a real worry for the company, because already here we've been probably 3 hours and there's no movement. And as I said before, I think this is probably the first time this situation has cropped up in Northern Ireland, and it seems to me that the PSNI don't know how to deal with it.
So, in the meantime, they've got to make a decision, because someone is trespassing on someone else's equipment.
I don't know if you call it trespassing or not, but the situation does need to be dealt with. You know, I don't know what the legal term for what this man is doing, but I think what he would say is probably that he's trying to protect the water, just like ourselves.
But, however,
his motives are good.
He is preventing someone carrying out legal and lawful duties.
Here's the problem, because we're getting back to this problem about if the company goes bankrupt, if anything goes wrong here, the company will not be able to deal with it. And, we're going to be left with a terrible legacy for the next, I don't know how long, many years. They've done so much environmental damage here already. At the moment, it's very hard to understand how that could ever be recovered from.
Well, of course, this is your argument. Northern Ireland Water, they're saying they're aware of the public concern regarding the proposed oil exploration work at Woodburn Forest and have included a clause in the agreement with Infostrata, this company that you say you believe may be in some financial difficulty. I'd be surprised if they are. That prohibits using the technique, which is known, of course, as fracking, that people are very concerned about, and there'd be no fracking. They say the safeguarding of the water quality is of primary importance to NI Water, and the company is satisfied that the proposed work will have no detrimental impact upon the impounding reservoir or the public water supply. NIEA and DETI are responsible for monitoring the work of Infostrata and the impact on the wider environment. Now, whether they're still referred to in those terms or they're now under new groups at Stormadas and from today, of course, is almost irrelevant. But the politicians, the NI Water, Infostrata's staff, the man who's driving the drill, everyone there is trying to achieve something for the betterment of the economy and the betterment of society, whereas you have a protest that's preventing them from doing it, and you have someone who could easily be described as a person who is trespassing on a piece of very expensive equipment.
Well, actually, it doesn't look very expensive. It looks like something that's come from the Second World War. It's really, really, really a bad condition, but we won't get into that. Here's the problem. Since the company have come on site 3 months ago, and then I would have said that this is a zero discharge site, what has happened is that they've actually shut down two reservoirs, and they have taken the third reservoir and they're discharging it into the sea, and that's as a result of the company being on site and as it's been taken as a precaution, and that's for the duration of the company being on site. So I think that really says it all about whether, you know, NI Water really think this is safe.
How many people are protesting there today?
Oh, well, there's numerous people about. They're dispersed at different locations. There's the site itself, and then there's probably 50, 60 people here again. Yeah. Yesterday we had there's a lot more, as the day goes on, because obviously this is quite a big event. Yesterday we had about 100 people, and we walked the access lane. We were allowed to stay on the access lane, which we have been told previously we were trespassing on. PSNI stood by and allowed us. We stayed there all night, and we were allowed to... There's the PSNI going past. We were allowed to, go out in ones and twos, so that we had maintained 10 people on the access road throughout the night. And we left this morning at about 7 o'clock of our own belief. So we have reclaimed the access road, which NI Water have unlawfully... off to the public.
Are you determined, of course, in your words, unlawfully, are you determined to stick this out, or is this a token gesture?
No, we're determined to stick this out, yeah. We are. We've been here for 3 months, and, it's a beautiful day, and I'd like everybody to come out, and we've actually, there's a bit of music going on here, and it's a lovely atmosphere. It really is nice. I invited you before, Frank, and invite you.
Okay, eventually I will get up to see it, especially now when a man has chained himself to a drill. But
he hasn't chained himself quite yet, Frank.
All right, he's about to. Maybe he's up there without the lock. If he's forgotten to take up the lock, would someone throw it up to him?
No, he's got the lock. What he would like is some water, and the police are refusing to hand him up any waters, which, is a bit worrying.
So what, he went up half-cocked, nice. Is that what you're saying? Jeepers, if I was going up to chain myself to something, I'd have a rucksack with me, a bite to eat, and a drop of water. But he just decided I'll shoot up here and chain myself to this. No forethought.
No, I think there has been forethought, Frank. But anyway, I think, asking for some water is not much to ask for, especially given the situation where, he's actually here to protect the water. He's a very brave man, and we really admire him. Stop the drill, think, he's absolutely fantastic. He's really the hero of today.
You make him sound like Christ on the cross, if you don't mind me saying it.
I wouldn't like to say anything like that.
He's asking for.
No, I wouldn't like to say that, and I wouldn't like to be blasphemous like that, Frank.
It's not blasphemy, it's just a
Well, it's just
that's
an
just an analogy.
Okay, yeah. But it's a serious situation too, Frank, you know. And it's very worrying here because, as I said, the police, they're not talking to him, they're not speaking to us. We have no, 3 months we've had no liaison with the police. Every shift that comes on, there's a different officer, different sergeant. And when we ask questions about who sanctioned, for example, the road here has been closed off to the public today, they always say it comes from a higher source and they can never tell us who it was. And what we would like to see is somebody independent coming in and, you know, negotiating, you know, whatever happens over the course of today.
And you're going to give some water up to that man yourself?
Well, we can't. There's a security cordon between us and the rig, and we won't be going past that.
The TV cameras arrived yet?
BBC, UTV, Belfast Telegraph, yeah. They're all here.
No doubt. When there's a man about to chain himself to something, they'll turn up. Magella, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Magella. I think that you came across as if, you know, that they, you know, you're very condescending, very, you know, very patronising, and they, at the end of the day, I know Magella and I know the other girl, Fiona, who are doing fantastic work, taking hours out of their day, weeks on end, doing research, reading up on the company documentation reports, chasing up on the council reports from Mid-East Antrim Borough Council, who have been completely, you know, failed on many accounts to do their work, to assess and keep a track of what's going on up there in Woodburn. And what's going on up there, it's completely out of hand. You know, there's failings on all sides of the council, the company infrastructure who want to drill up there. And what they're doing is fantastic. They've been doing this for months on end, taking 20, 30 hours, 40, 50 hours a week to research, to make phone calls, to meet people, to get more information. Doing this is ordinary citizens doing the job of the council, of people who are paid, elected to represent the people of Carrickfergus, Belfast, and further afield. Because I mean, if this rail goes ahead, it could potentially affect the water supply. But Belfast, Carrickfergus, Whitehead, Larne. So I think you're a wee bit condescending. And on the point of the guy,
just on that, Michael, because you've used the term condescending and patronising on a couple of occasions. I have neither been condescending nor patronising towards the lady who I was speaking to. But I do challenge her, because we do not have a representative here from Northern Ireland Water, nor do we have a representative from Infrastrata taking part in the programme. It's not my job to give a platform to someone to promote one side of the argument. It is my job to have a discussion or a debate around the argument, so therefore I ask relevant questions.
Well, what does that say, Frank, that there's nobody on there from NI Water and Infrastrata to give their point of view? What does that say?
The reality is that your friend is at the protest, and the protest is ongoing, and there's a development of the protest today. So, and I need to double check this, because I'm in the cauldron of presentation here. But I presume that we contacted the protest this morning because we heard there was a development at it. Now, when we contact the protest, we will also contact the other agencies that are involved. But it is much easier to get someone who's on the ground at the protest than to get a major company or a government representative or an arm's length agency. That just takes a little more time.
And you think that an organisation like NI Water, we should have a problem getting somebody on air with the amount of people that they have in employment?
It's also very possible that they may not want to come on air. That's also possible.
They feel in many other accounts with regards to this issue. Many, many accounts.
So you think, because they aren't part of the programme at the moment, that I shouldn't challenge the representative of Stop the Drill?
No, I just thought that your tone was a wee bit condescending and patronising, Frank. That's the way it came across to me. And with regards to the guy who is apparently supposedly trespassing on that rig, Infrastrata have a security company up there who are trespassing on public access area that is meant to be open to the public, and they have it cordoned off and fenced off, and members of the public cannot access that Woodburn Forest up there beside where the drill rigs going on. So, you know, that in itself is a failing by the council, by NI Water, and by the company itself, Infrastrata. And
But Michael, that is your opinion, and you're well entitled to that opinion, and you're also entitled to express it on the programme.
That is a fact.
So repeat the fact for me again, then, in case I missed the difference between fact and opinion.
There is public access to Woodburn Forest that is being designated still accessible to the public, but the company Infrastrata have fenced it off and are blocking people from accessing Woodburn Forest illegally. So whenever people come on and say about this guy trespassing on the rig, the company that they, the security company that is subcontracted to Infrastrata is blocking public access at Woodburn Forest.
And the government agencies and NI Water and Infrastrata would argue that they are doing nothing illegal.
They say they're doing nothing illegal.
Yes, but you're saying they're doing something illegal. They say they're not doing anything illegal.
Yes.
So I'm caught in the middle between your opinion and fact.
There, Frank. Well, put it like this, Frank. Put it like this. Members of the public, scale the fence and get onto the public right-of-way, the public access in Woodburn Forest. And police last night would not arrest anybody because they knew that if they arrested somebody, they'd be thrown out of court because they're in a public area. But it's been fenced off by the company. That says it all.
Yes, but Michael,
like
maybe said, it's
like,
also...
Like
Michael.
Magella was saying to you on the phone there a few minutes back that they occupied the public access area and the police would not arrest because they knew if they made arrests, they would be thrown out of court because... And it would expose the company for closing off a public area, a public access area in Woodburn Forest.
But Michael...
So there's feelings by NI Water, by Infrastrata and by the council for not doing their job.
Okay, but the other point is, Michael, maybe the police are being exceptionally professional in their way of handling what is a delicate issue, and they're not going in any heavy-handed way. They are staying back from the protester who is about to chain himself to the drill because they know that probably the heat will force him down as opposed to a heavy-handed approach from officers going in and taking him down. So maybe we should be praising the police for their balanced approach to what is becoming a delicate issue, as opposed to believing that you are all right and Infrastrata is all wrong.
Well, then I've given you what I believe are the facts, and they are the facts, Frank. If you want to research it, go right ahead.
Yeah, your input is exceptionally welcome on the programme. Don't get me wrong on that. As I say,
Frank,
and I will say,
And I appreciate for you guys for covering it as well, because it should be given a lot more coverage.
No bother, not a bother at all. But on the back of that, I must emphasise that Infrastrata and Northern Ireland Water will argue that they are not breaking the law. Gary's got a point to make. Gary, good morning.
Hello there, Frank. Thanks for letting me on the show. No, I'm just ringing in to wish Magella all the luck for the day at the best. I'm from Carrick myself, and I've been to the meetings just to see, sort of keep abreast of things. And what they're doing is a very good job of stopping these guys essentially in Woodburn Forest or up around the dams.
So there's a lot of public support locally for this?
Yes, there has
for the protest?
Yes, and it's been growing. It's been growing every time they have a meeting. So it is getting a bit of backing from the local public. But I hope they do well today. And anybody in Carrick who's got a day off a day, I would urge them to go up there and stand in protest with these people, because nothing's going to come out of this here. It's going to turn this place into an industrial wasteland if they find something there. It'll be sort of like a splore bean eye, and the next thing you know, they'll be coming in with more wells, and it'll just rack a place, and that's no good, to be honest. So, and the guy who's on top of the drill, hang in there, and hopefully I get down later to stand with you.
All right, Gary, thank you. So a lot of local support for the initiative to stop the drill in that area. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105. Now, this proposed borehole exploratory drilling at Woodburn Forest at Carrickfergus falls under permitted development, as confirmed by the Department of the Environment. Back in 2013, the DOE was the relevant planning authority. Since April 2015, planning functions transferred to the new local council. That's why the council's coming in for criticism, as you would have heard from our callers this morning.